Episode 1261, A Peek into Your Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is Sunday, and you know what? That means it's time for you to rest and reflect. It's about a peek into your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Our episode today is brought to you by Health, Hope, and Inspiration Podcast with Reverend Percy McRae, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America, to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with cancer and you need help and hope and encouragement, you'll want to listen in each week by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. But once in a while, it's important to pause and reflect inwardly. A peek into your heart reveals where you've been and where you're going. But what about where you are now? Life gets so blown out of proportion, running in circles to keep up with the busyness just to fit in where the world dictates you to go. But how much of your life is living your purpose? I can't help but think that so many are leaving their dreams and what they long for because they are out of touch. A peek into your heart, exactly what God ordered. A time to pause and reflect what you have been through, the pain you felt, the druthers of the everyday responsibilities, the questions of whether or not you will make it through the day. But in reflection, you will find that you did it. You made it to the next day. So what's really holding you back from living your purpose? Not everything crumbles in one day. What keeps knocking on the door of your heart and distracting what God is placing before you? It's not easy to stay focused and driven by all the messiness you go through daily, good or bad. If only an overnight cream would blur away the wrinkles of shame, disappointment, frustration, and hurt felt and lived. A peek into your heart. I got a question for you. What would your heart say? Broken and hurting? Wishing for something more? Dreading the sunrise of the next day because only more struggles are on the other side? Hopeful, but completely worn out. Cries of the heart heard so loudly. God hears you. God has not abandoned you. You might be filling your day and time with stuff that clutters the airways to heaven. Maybe you have what it takes, but are missing how God wants you to put it all together, mind, body, and spirit. I just love this, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. What are the plans? What do you keep running back to, wishing you had something much more? Peek into your heart. Did you know what? God doesn't keep a secret. It's just a matter of making time for him so he can share his plans for you. So how's that working for you? As you think back, how much time did you really spend with God this week? I had a peek into my own heart. You know, sometimes I think we are owning the idea that we are communicating with God, but it's really truly in just, well, hey there. Okay, gotcha, see ya. I could use you here. Thanks so much. Okay, bye. Really? God wants more of you than just that. He wants your heart. God doesn't keep a secret. But what he does want is you to make time for him. So maybe it's getting up a little earlier to take a longer shower. Yeah, I know. Maybe the water bill will go up, but your heart will be filled with more joy. I love showerspirations. There's something about standing and just hearing the water fall or having it hit the back of you and just being like, okay, Lord, here I am. Now what do I do? My heart is yours. Now what do I do? Maybe it's getting back into the Word where God has been calling you. Get out that Bible. Peek into it. What is inscribed on your heart? What are you feeding yourself daily? If it's from your social media feed, well, you might as well just give it up. Because that's not food for the soul. Get back into the Word where God has been calling you. Maybe it's letting go of the old and welcoming in the new with no expectations. You can't put expectations on what God will deliver. You need to expect the unexpected. Maybe it's just being you, all tattered, worn, rugged, and letting the tears roll down your cheeks and allowing God to embrace you right where you are. Feel his presence everywhere you go. God has not abandoned you. But you see, you have to look into your own heart. You have to know where you're at so you know where you're going. So give God a chance. Today, open your heart up to him. Let him peek into your heart. It's a heavenly hug here on earth. May your day be filled with heavenly joy. May your challenges fade into the sunset. Let God warm your heart and set you on the path to eternal bliss. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.